Chicago is holding a fire sale on eBay. Beginning tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks, bits and pieces of Chicago's history and culture will go up for bid on the online marketplace. The idea is to raise money for arts and cultural programs. The Great Chicago Fire Sale, as it's being called, is the nation's first charitable eBay auction organized by a municipality. NPR's David Shaper is in Chicago with more.
Chicago's Cultural Affairs Commissioner Lois Weisberg had been trying to think up new and creative ways to better fund the city's arts and cultural programs.
I suppose I shouldn't say this, but I thought if I had to go to one more dinner, you know, where you gave and you bought a table, or if not even go to one, do one, promote one, there has to be another way.
A friend mentioned eBay, the online marketplace of just about anything and everything.
Well, I didn't know a lot about eBay at that point, but I knew that I had staff members who were on it all the time, so I called a meeting.
Weisberg says her staff ran with the idea, and in recognizing the huge popularity of eBay, saw it not only as a way to raise money, but as a way to raise the city's profile by offering not just items of Chicago memorabilia, like old manhole covers, parking meters, or autographed sports jerseys, but by offering unique Chicago experiences. For example, one bidder will win a walk-on role in the Goodman Theater's current production of A Christmas Carol. Goodman associate producer Steve Scott.
We will take whoever wins the auction, give them several costumes. We'll bring them in for costume fittings and that sort of thing. And they will participate in some of the crowd scenes in Christmas Carol.
Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater is offering dinner and drinks with actors John Malkovich and Gary Sinise at the theater's annual gala. There are private architectural tours, even dinner with city firefighters inside a Chicago firehouse. At the ice skating rink at Millennium Park, many people agreed the eBay auction seems like a good way to raise money for the arts without hitting up taxpayers. Chicagoan Myra Geary especially liked the idea of bidding on a chance to dye the Chicago River green on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I think I would be likely if I had ever done anything on eBay and wasn't paralyzed with fear.
And while on her lunch break, administrative assistant Jeannie Williams dreamed of hosting a dinner party prepared by Oprah Winfrey's personal chef.
You know what, I would love that if I could afford it. You know, a dinner by Oprah chef, I'm sure that would start at $500, if not $1,000.
Affordability is also a problem for businessman Frank Francesi of suburban Lake Forest.
You're starting taking the common people out of things and you're just giving it to the highest bidder. So you're placing a premium on everything and it doesn't make it a level playing field anymore.
But auction organizers say such concerns are outweighed by the public benefit of keeping cultural programs available to all. But one item, a 1960s Playboy Bunny costume, donated by Chicago-based Playboy Enterprises, isn't too appealing to English tourist Margaret Lockyer and her husband Ray.
I don't think it'd fit me, do you? You wouldn't look very good in it either.
The Chicago fire sale on eBay continues until December 16th. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.